Track 8. Unit 2. Listening 2. Patents for living creatures.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Bright Conversations, and I'm your host, Ruth Chang. Now to science. Inventors used to make light bulbs, cell phones, and other devices. Now they're inventing living things. They started with genetically modified plants, corn, tomatoes, things like that. Now an American company wants to patent a genetically modified salmon. If their application is approved, it will be the first patent ever for a living thing that we eat. Clara Emerson is a spokesperson for the Future Food Institute, a group that represents the biotech industry.
It tastes just as delicious as salmon from the ocean, and in fact, chemically, the meat is exactly the same. What makes this salmon special is it has a gene that lets it grow faster. So a normal salmon takes up to 3 years to reach full size, but the genetically modified salmon gets there in about 18 months.
And the advantage of this is what exactly? It costs less to produce?
It costs less to produce, yes. But more importantly, it means we can raise the fish in tanks away from the ocean. And that sort of relieves all of the pressure that salmon fishing and salmon farming have been putting on the environment, and also on the salmon themselves.
The problem with salmon today is that people like it too much. The demand for salmon is far greater than the number of fish in the ocean. In places like the North Atlantic, wild salmon are already almost extinct. One result of this is the aquaculture industry, companies that try to raise their own salmon in underwater farms near the shore. Clara Emerson again.
What's happening is the farm-raised salmon still take too long to grow to full size. And during that whole time, they're in these pens, and a lot of waste and unhealthy chemicals are getting into the ocean. If you can grow the fish faster and grow them inland, then you can solve those problems. And that's exactly what this new salmon promises to do.
That's all well and good, but it raises a very interesting question for the patent office. Can you really patent a living thing? I spoke with Steve Clausen of Anglers United, a trade association for fishermen that opposes the patent application.
It's not about genetically modified or not. I don't care about that. What we're saying is, look, salmon were around millions of years before us. How could anyone claim we invented them?
But, in fact, claims like this are being made almost every day. Deborah Shatta is a science journalist and the author of a book on genetically modified organisms.
There are actually dozens, perhaps hundreds now, these genetically modified plants and animals which have received patents. Some are very clever, very inventive. It's plants we eat, like tomatoes and beets. It's the cotton in our clothes, to cite another example. And it's many, many different kinds of mice, which scientists use in research. A lot of new medicines are tested with these mice.
And these animals are patented?
Correct. Companies spend millions and millions inventing these animals, and so they need the patent because they want to get that money back. Because the patent says that only that company can produce and sell the animal.
And nobody else can?
No one else. It's like any other invention. Only the company that has the patent can make it or sell it.
And this is exactly what concerns people like Steve Clausen from the Fisherman's Group. He worries that the patented salmon will get into the ocean and then, after some time, into the nets of fishermen. But the fishermen won't have the right to sell the fish.
The problem is, we can't sell a patented fish. The company could take us to court. So, do fishermen need to do genetic tests on every fish they catch? That's just not realistic.
Clara Emerson of the Future Food Institute acknowledges this concern.
We understand this is a worry. But remember, this is exactly why the fish are going to be raised very far from the ocean, so they can't get into the ocean.
Okay. Now,
I think, honestly, A lot of these fishermen's groups are just concerned that this new salmon, which is raised in water tanks on land, so you don't need a fisherman to catch it, you know, they're just worried it's going to put them out of business.
Well, sure, but isn't that a fair concern?
Of course, and no one likes to see people lose their jobs, but no one wants to see salmon go extinct either. And that's exactly what all of this overfishing is causing.
On this point, at least, everyone seems to agree. Steve Clausen again.
Obviously, there are real problems with the salmon industry, with the environment of the ocean, and we're all concerned about it. But we need a solution that benefits the ocean, the fish, but also the men and women and families who make a living on the water. The ocean should be there for everyone, the fish, too. If this new salmon really is better, then they should let everyone raise it and catch it.
The Patent Office will make a decision soon, and we'll be here to bring you the latest on this complex and fascinating issue.